A picture is a moment frozen in time. And as these moments unfold at this year's World Cup, Carling Jackson has been painting them on murals across the city. Like this one on Doha's Corniche, depicting one of the best goals by a certain Brazilian, Richarlison. Carling is one of the most commissioned sport artists in the world.
I started playing football when I was 4 in Canada, and my dream was to play in the World Cup, as is every young footballer's dream. And so when that dream was dashed away by injury, the ability to come here as an artist now is transformational. Like, I don't really have the words. It's having the knowledge of being a former athlete. I'm able to understand the moments these athletes want painted, the passion, the sense of immortality, the emotion on the field. And to accurately paint something, you have to experience the emotion and then translate it into paint on the canvas.
She works exclusively for professional athletes, having been one herself. She calls them portraits of immortality, capturing moments like this 1970s shot of Pele and Bobby Moore. That and several others were taken by John Varley of the Daily Mirror of London. His grandson, James Varley, is working on the World Cup in Qatar and has teamed up with Carling to exhibit these images at the next World Cup in 2026.
What we want to do in 2026 is showcase these photographs to fans of the next World Cup in Canada, Mexico and the United States. And we can show these iconic, these retro, these incredible World Cup images at all different cities across 2026 and hope to really like tell the story of football and get people excited about the next World Cup.
Nowadays, a click can capture a single moment, but not all of Qatar 2022's defining moments are captured on camera. Some are captured in public murals and sketched into World Cup history.
In a career of memorable moments, will Messi provide one more? Fung Ying-Wien, Al Jazeera, Doha.